Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
And we are back for week 6, folks. Hope y'all ready, and I hope y'all brought those head tops, because we're back at it. Like I just said, yo, we got a killer week 6 matchup for this Thursday night game. Yo, when I'm looking at this, it's another divisional game just like last week. Yo, I was completely off about that game last week on Thursday night. I thought it was going to be very low scoring. Ooh-wee! 30 points each way, ended overtime. Kirk Cousins, 500 yards. God damn. Yo, all that to say, sometimes I'm off. I'm not perfect, but hey, I'm pretty damn close to it. Yo, so when I'm looking at this matchup, I think this one is going to follow suit from last week, and I think it is going to be high scoring again. When you look at these offenses, they're pretty high powered. I know that obviously the 49ers are pretty beat up right now. Obviously, CMC, y'all guys that drafted him, ripped to y'all. He's still out, still on IR. Haven't really heard much, so kind of a bummer on that end. But, yo, I think that's still going to be pretty high scoring. As far as points allowed on these defenses, the 49ers are 14th, and the Seahawks are 19th overall, allowing about 3 touchdowns per game each. So, yo, it's going to be some points on the board. So, there's going to be points out there to grab. So when I'm looking at this, I do think that they're going to follow suit and they're going to make sure that they're hitting the guys out there that they really like. So when I'm looking at the injuries for the 49ers, I'm seeing a lot of D-backs that are, you know, kind of beat up and stuff. So I think that they're going to obviously utilize that passing game a little bit more then, right? So if you are a DK holder, if you are a JSN truther like myself, I think that these guys are going to have breakout games this week. And then on the other hand as well with the 49ers, I do think that Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, even Juwan Jennings, damn near, they're going to have good games. I guarantee it. I mean, when you have Reek Woolen, who is the, I would say, QB1 for the Seahawks team, and he's questionable. This is Tuesday night, but he's questionable going into this game. I just think it's one of those things that, hey, you got to keep it a buck, and I don't know if he's going to be able to be out there every single down. And so if he is, you know, that's perfect, but I think that he's going to be burnt a few times, unfortunately. That being said, these defenses, I don't know if you're necessarily going to want to start either of these guys. Maybe the 49ers, maybe over the Seahawks. Who knows, though? But, yo, so for my sit of the week, for my start of the week, and for my flyer of the week out of this game, though, if I'm going to be sitting someone, realistically, I think it's going to be Charbonnet. I think that since Kenneth Walker got back, he's been just running that backfield. So maybe fade Charbonnet this week. My start of the week, yo, like I had alluded, I think DK Metcalf is going to have a killer week this week. So let's have a big week out of DK on a Thursday night. And then my flyer of the week. Shoot, guys, I don't know if you really necessarily want to call him a flyer. Juwan Jennings, obviously, is good and everything like that. But I got to, you know, pick one guy, you know, that hasn't been really out there much. Give me Jack Bobo. Jack Bobo, I think, could be one of those guys that just so happens to go off this week. And then, yeah, I think that's basically about it for that Thursday night game. So let's move over to Sunday morning. So this is the London game this week. We got the Jags versus the Bears. The Jags finally got a win last week, which is kind of sicko. I think they just about blew it, but hey, win's a win in this league, right? So we got T-Law versus Caleb Williams. 2 first-round picks, or first overall picks, actually. Kind of wild. They're going to go at it together at London. And so, yo, I think that this is going to be one of those games that's going to be kind of messy. I think there's going to be plenty of points being put on the board, especially if you like running backs. I really think that Tank Bigsby is going to be starting to make more of a name of himself. If you haven't heard of him, I think most of y'all have, especially if you listen to fucking Gumbo with Dugo and Jaw. It's our boy. It's at least my boy. I drafted him in our Dynasty draft. Y'all know that. But Tank, I think he has a lot of possibilities. I know that this defense for the Bears is a bit tougher through the air. So that means that, you know, you got to find those yards somehow, right? So look for Tank Bigsby to be involved early. I'm going to call him my start of the week in this game, honestly. And then my sit of the week, if I had to pick someone to just sit because I'm not a big fan of him. I know that not many of y'all are starting this guy anyways right now, but Gabe Davis, I just don't think he's going to be doing much. Kind of been a bummer this year, honestly. And then if I had to throw just a random start out there for y'all, give me Roschon Johnson. Shout out to Ja. He, I think, picked him up in a couple leagues. He had 2 touchdowns last week against the, I think it was the Colts. I'm not sure exactly who it was. Fuck him. But, yo, that's sicko for them. So, like I said, Roschon Johnson's out there for y'all. If y'all just need someone that you can pick up quick in some leagues, he's not owned in many. Let me see if I can find the start ownership. So he's owned in 32% of leagues, guys. So if you guys need someone to, you know, just pick up quick, obviously waiver wire is going to be going crazy tomorrow morning on Wednesday. But Roschon Johnson, dog, he might be someone. All right, let's move over to the next game. We got the Washington Commanders. Yo, they're fucking hot as shit right now. Against the Baltimore Ravens. Yo, Baltimore Ravens are just as hot. They just beat the Bengals in a shootout. We haven't really seen that in a while. You know, the Ravens kind of fold towards the end of the games. You know, Bengals typically get a little hot. So, kind of wild to see that all happen. Derrick Henry, 7 touchdowns already this year, folks. He's on track to be putting up historic numbers for himself. Unreal. Very proud of my boy. All right, so let me, you know, let's get down to brass tacks, right? So, Dugo, you got to start one guy, you got to sit a guy that you really like, and then you also got to, you know, throw a shot out of the cannon, right? All right, start of the week for sure is going to be D'Hano. Give me D'Hano literally any week in this system, it sounds like. He's just the perfect mesh with Todd Monken. You know, he's still the offensive coordinator over there and Baltimore. So, I really like D'Henny in that system. He's my starter of the week for sure. I'll look at him to just go early and often with him. Flyer of the week. I'm going to switch this one up on y'all. Flyer of the week. Give me 1 sec. I want to check this guy out quick. Yo, he finally got to 66% snap share. That's Luke McCaffrey I'm looking at right now, guys. I don't know if I really want him to be my, you know, like, yo, like I'm really flexing this guy. You know what? If I have to throw someone out there that doesn't really get started, maybe you guys are crazy enough to start him every week, but give me Isaiah Likely. I think Isaiah Likely, he had another 2-touchdown game. I really like him. So I know he's a flyer for some people. He doesn't score often, it seems like, but when he does, he scores in bunches. Let's just roll with it, guys. Let's keep starting Isaiah Likely. And then if I had to sit someone, not a big fan of Eckler. Not a big Eckler guy, so you got Eckler. Don't start him. He's a bitch. All right. Moving on to another nooner. All right. We got my Green Bay Packers, who's 3-2. Yo, that was a wild game this last week against the Rams. I kind of thought they might drop it. They were obviously down 10 or whatever it was at one point. But, hey, they came back in a hurry and they got that bit. So, happy for my pack. And then the Cardinals, they squeezed out a win last week against the 49ers. Obviously, we know that little thing at the end of the game there with the kicker. Jake Moody being out. Yo, if you guys got Moody, find a backup right now. But yeah, so obviously that kicker being gone. So maybe the Cardinals lucked their way into that win there at the end when they could have just kicked the field goal, but the 49ers couldn't kick one. So it is what it is, but you got to play the game, right? And the Cardinals won the game of chess there. All right, we're going to move on to, you know, I got my starts, got my sits. I got my flyers. Definitely got my flyers for this week. All right, so if I'm going to be sitting a motherfucker out of this game, yo, I'm going to sit Dontavian Wicks if I'm going to be real with y'all. I like this guy a lot, but the thing that really kicks him in the ass right now is he keeps dropping balls. And I'm not talking about your testicles. I'm talking these footballs in end zones all over the fucking field. This guy just keeps dropping it. So it's getting to a point where I think Matt LaFleur, even though he just suspended Romeo Doubs, my boy, I think that it's going to be one of those things where he might get a little bit more hesitant to, you know, keep throwing him out there. And on the other side of that, I think Christian Watson might be closer to returning than we think. And so if that's the case, I think he's probably going to be sitting the guy who keeps dropping the ball. So I like Dontavian Wicks to sit this week, if I'm going to be honest. If I got my flyer of the week, Emmanuel Wilson. I think Emmanuel Wilson could definitely have another breakout game like we've seen in the past. Obviously, he had that big breakout game against the Tennessee Titans and hasn't really done much since. I think it's only a matter of time until he keeps putting up numbers. I think that if you're in PPR leagues, he's scoring just under 6 points a game for you. I think going forward, realistically, I think that they've seen a little bit of a dynamic change between Emmanuel Wilson and Josh Jacobs. Obviously, they were shitting on Josh Jacobs' pass blocking skills there for a bit, and that's why they started to sit him out compared to Emmanuel. I don't think that's going to change much, and I think he also just needs a breather every once in a while as well. So I like Emmanuel Wilson for my flyer, and then my start of the week, give me Jaden Reed of the Green Bay Packers, wide receiver. This guy is an absolute beast right now. And the only reason why I'm not picking like a Marvin Harrison or a James Conner, I absolutely love. Those guys are beasts, especially my boy James Conner. But I just think that Jaden Reed is going to be utilizing so many different assets this week. He is one of the cats on this team that just catches the ball regardless. Regardless, outside of maybe Tucker Kraft, he might have maybe the most sure hands. It's pretty wild. So I like Jaden Reed for sure. And then you know how I like tight ends, right? Make sure that Trey McBride is starting, because I think that he's going to get peppered early and often as well. Moving on. We got the Texans versus the Patriots in New England, folks. We also got the first career start for Drake May. This is going to be a wild game, guys. If I'm going to be starting anyone for the Patriots whatsoever, y'all know who it is. It's Ro-Ro Stevenson. This guy's a sicko fucking running back, right? They have a decent offensive line for what it is when it comes to run blocking, it seems like. Not much for pass blocking. Again, I'm not sure why they're even starting Drake May. I think he's just going to get murdered this year. So, let's see what happens on that. I think that at the end of the day, he's going to obviously give him a little bit of a dynamic as far as a little bit of youth in that lineup as far as the quarterback position goes. But I'm just a little concerned for him, if I'm going to be real with you. I mean, it's a different game than what North Carolina was. But obviously, he beat out, I'm blanking on his name right now, Jacoby Brissett. He beat him out allegedly for the spot, but then they gave it to Jacoby because of the vet presence. I get it, right? But like at the end of the day, you gotta go with who's the best option to get you wins out there. Bob Kraft isn't gonna be sitting for losses. All right, let's roll over to my starts, sits, and my flyers, folks. So my start of the week for this game, if I'm going to go, with the number one cat, I think that it depends on if Nico is a go or not. If he's not, then definitely give me Stefan. If Nico is a go, I'm going to 360 it on y'all, and I'm going to say start Joe Mixon. Otherwise, if you got to sit someone, like I said, probably you could sit pretty much any Patriot outside of, I would say Ro-Ro is like the only guy, Roman Stevenson. Otherwise, my flyer, I think Dalton Schultz is going to get a touchdown this week. I think he's due. So start Dalton Schultz if you got him in your bench or lineup for sure. All right, folks, we're moving down to the Big Easy. I'm talking another divisional matchup right now. It's the Saints versus the Buccaneers. Kind of wild, right? So we have Spencer Rattler, another guy who might be making his debut this week. which is like six, I think, rookies already to make their debut once these games get going, I believe. So it's going to be wild. I don't think the Saints are really going to be in much of a position to be scoring many points. That being said, I think my starter of the week out of this one, Alvin Kamara, 100%. I think that this cat is going to absolutely eat. Spencer didn't do absolutely terrible when it was in the preseason, right? Again, it's preseason, though. So I think that they're going to be laying on Alvin heavy, heavy. So let's make sure that you're starting Alvin for sure. If you're having to sit someone, it's tough because I think that this is going to be a pretty high-scoring affair. The Saints have had a pretty stellar defense on and off. I mean, you can call it what it was. Their first few games were absolutely dank, but they were going against, like, Carolina. Then they actually had, a field day against Philly somehow, somewhere. So that was kind of sicko. But that being said, guys, like I said, start of the week is going to be Alvin. Sit of the week, I don't think Juwan Johnson's going to do very much, if I'm going to be honest. I think that the Buccaneers have a pretty decent secondary with their safeties and their linebacking core. I know I've said that it wasn't great in the past. I think I got kind of beat on that. So let's say that they're pretty good for right now. And if I have a flyer of the week, you know, just a guy that I think might be a little undervalued right now, let's go with either Bucky Irving. Otherwise, I really like Jalen McMillan as well. If he's going to play. If he's not going to play, I can't believe he's dealing with that injury and all. Guys, fuck piece of shit. Fucking hamstrings, dude. I tell you what. So, I don't know. I'm just seeing that he might not be starting. So, it's Tuesday, guys. It's Tuesday. So, flyer of the week. I know he's not much of a flyer, but Rashid Shaheed. I think he's due for just about a touchdown damn near every week, if you ask me. So, we're going to move on. Right, we're moving on to the city of brotherly love. Fuck those Phillies, though, for real. Eagles versus Browns. Kind of a weird matchup. You know the Browns have been absolutely ass this year. Their best quarterback is playing for the Colts right now. It's kind of wild. Yeah, I'm talking about Joey Flax. Kind of crazy, right? That being said, I think this week is going to be kind of a shit show for the Browns again. I'm still not sure if Myles Garrett's healthy yet. So I think that Jalen Hurts is going to be able to have a pretty great day. And then I also think that Saquon's going to be able to eat as well. I mean, that defense just isn't really out there, right? If Myles Garrett isn't out there, they are losing a lot. So, start of the week, definitely give me Saquon, 100%. This guy's going to go crazy. He might have a 30-burger. I'm calling it Tuesday night, folks. I think Saquon, pending injury, I think he's definitely going to go for a 30-burger. Sit of the week, damn, it's kind of crazy. I don't know who's going to be sitting this week. Yo, they're thinking Nick Chubb might be coming back. He ruled out week 5, but he might be coming back. So he might be coming back in the very near future. That being said, I'm not saying, you know, sit Nick Chubb. I don't know why you'd be playing to begin with, realistically. But if I gotta sit someone from this week, I think it might be Amari. I don't know if I'm gonna start Amari. The guy is just a knucklehead, if you ask me. It's not him, obviously, right? It's his situation. And he's only, you know, had one really good week, and that was against the Giants. I don't know if this is the defense that he's going to be going, you know, haywire against. It might, right? He might, but I just don't know if I see it this week. So that being said, like I said, folks, I'm gonna be sitting, I think, Amari, if you ask me, if I'm pushed against the wall, if I like someone else out there, right? And flyer of the week, right? Always got to have a flyer. Oh, this is a tough one, folks. If I have to just throw a cat out there that I think could go off for no apparent reason, I think it's going to be Jahan Dotson. I think that because Devontae Smith is still coming off of that injury, I don't know if he's going to be 100% yet. So I like Jahan Dotson to kind of fill his shoes a little bit out there. We're going to move on to another divisional matchup, guys. Damn, they're coming hot and heavy right now. I fucking love it. These games is awesome. All right, so we got the Titans versus the Colts. I'm pretty sure in the same division. I'm like 99% sure. It's going to be sicko. This is going to be in Nashville. So look for the Titans to really fucking bear down and try to get a win this week. They really need one, if you ask me. They just are coming off of a bye. You know, Will Levis is having himself a historic run when it comes to these memes, right? So I don't know if he's going to keep it going this week. I hope he does for the sake of the meme world. But I don't know if he's going to be a quarterback much longer, if he's going to keep fucking up, if I'm going to be honest with you. I think that they're going to have a shorter leash with him going forward. Ryan Tannehill's still on the market, folks. So think about maybe him coming back sometime. Who knows? A. Rich also coming back off of the injury, it sounds like, as well. I really like that. You know how I have him in the league. My dynasty league. So I like A. Rich a lot this week, too. This defense for the Titans has been lackluster, to say the least. Remember when they got ripped up against Malik Willis and my Packers? It was awesome. Really appreciate that game a lot, honestly. All right, let's dive into my start and my sit and my flyer for this game, though, folks. Start. If he's going, I'm starting. It's going to be A. Rich, 100%. If he's starting, I'm going with it. Sit of the week. Yo, I'm going to sit D-Hop, I think. I don't know if that's a smart choice. It seems like ever since he was with the Texans, every time he went against the Colts, he just went off. But I just don't know if I like this team, dog. I just don't know if I like this team. So if I, you know, have some decisions I have to make, and if I'm a DeAndre Hopkins holder, I might be sitting him. I might just have to for 1 week. I can't do that. This, if anything, this Colts offense might be, or this Colts defensive secondary might be worse. So no, I can't just do that. I think that that's a bad decision. So let's cross that out, folks. So keep DeAndre Hopkins in your lineups if you do currently have him in there. If you are going to have to set someone, I still don't know if I like Adonai Mitchell. Obviously, the rookie wide receiver for the Colts. I don't know why you're starting him, but make sure you're setting him this week for sure. And then my flyer of the week, dog. Flyer of the week, I know he's not much of a flyer, RB42 right now, but Tajay Spears, I like him a lot going into this week. So if you got Tajay, make sure to start him. All right, we're moving into the evening games, you know, like the more than afternoon games, the afternoon games. We got the Broncos, right, and the Chargers, another divisional matchup. Got it. Yeah. Fuck yeah, this is a sick week, guys. You can't fucking believe how hyped I am. So, in this game, we got a rookie, Bo Nix, who is 3-2 versus Justin Herbert. I don't know why we say they're going against each other when they're on different sides of the field. They never actually, like, step on the field together, right? Kind of weird how we say that, but fuck them, right? I think that Jay Herb is going to absolutely just maul the shit out of this defense, though. This defense has looked way too good so far this year, if you ask me. I think that Harbaugh is going to be able to line something up this week to make something happen. So I like the Chargers. I like Jay Herb. So start of the week, coming off this bye, give me Justin Herbert. I really like that. And I also really like J.K. Dobbins as well. So one or the other there. And then if I got to sit someone this week, I gotta sit someone. It's hard to sit, you know, anyone. It's hard to sit a lot of people. But if I'm sitting anyone from this game, I don't know if I'm gonna start McLaughlin. I'm sorry, McLaughlin. He's been on and off, right? He's been on and off. You still got a healthy Javonte Williams in there. I just don't know if I want it, right? I just don't know if I want it. So I don't know if I'm gonna start him. And then my flyer of the week. My flyer of the week. Give me Hayden Hurst. I think Hayden Hurst might get a touchdown this week. So, I like Hayden Hurst. All right, moving on to another matchup. We got the Raiders of the Las Vegas versus the Steelers. This is kind of a sick game. It's going to be a hard-nosed game for sure, if you ask me. Not really sure who the quarterback's going to be. A lot of people are speculating that they might actually have Russ Wilson in the backfield to, they say, add a little bit of what, like, they say stability I don't know, like, if you can get much more stable than Jay Fields, though. He's been pretty all right. I mean, the Steelers are 3-2. But if you ask a Steelers fan right now, you don't know which way they're going to go, if they're super happy or if they're pissed off. I mean, it's just one of those seasons for them right now. But that being said, folks, this is going to be a weird matchup because neither of these quarterbacks are really set in stone, right? Both of them, all these quarterbacks have an opportunity in front of them. So I think it's going to be... I think it's going to be high octane offenses. If you ask me, when these quarterbacks have their opportunity to throw, they're definitely going to take it for sure, right? They gotta score points this week. They need to, both these teams. So, that being said, my start of the week, if I am looking at this matchup, I like George Pickens. I really do. I think that George Pickens made kind of an ass out of himself at the end of his game. You know, obviously that face mask shit that he pulled wasn't sicko. But if you ask me, Mike Tomlin's the kind of guy that look past that and see the brighter side of it. Obviously, he knows that he's a true competitor and a dog. So, I like George Pickens for the start of the week. If I am going to go with a flyer of the week, I know that a lot of people are like, oh, Dugo, you fucking only call him because he's your boy. Fuck. But, like, I really like Zamir White. So, if Zamir White's going to start with this groin injury that he has... I like Zamir White this game. Obviously, the Steelers are a really good defense. But I think that Zamir White has something to prove. And so, I like him. Otherwise, give me Trey Tucker. Trey Tucker's been kind of a dog this year. He's wide receiver 41. So, he's right on that cusp. I would really start him. If Zamir White's out with that groin, give me Trey Tucker for that slide and for the flyer of the week. And then, my sit... If I'm sitting someone this week, I don't know if I'm going to sit Freiermuth. He's actually he's tight end 7 this year, which is kind of sicko. So props to him for, you know, leading the charge on that. But if I'm sitting someone, I know Calvin Austin isn't much of contributor right now, so I don't know if I can really say that. But I don't know if I'm going to start Najee Harris. Najee Harris has been pretty lackluster this year, if you ask me. Just on the cusp of running back 32, so call it what it is. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not really a huge fan of him, if I want to be honest with you right now. So yeah, give me Najee Harris for my sit if I'm going to sit anyone from this week. All right, now we're moving on to the Panthers versus the Falcons in Carolina with all these hurricanes and shit going on. It's going to be wild there. Let's look out for the weather report. If it's going to be super rainy and shit, they're probably going to hand the shit off out of the ball. Probably not going to be a ton of throwing. That being said, we still got to start, sit, and we still got flyers, right? Even if it's a no-fly zone, we still do got flyers. So, start of the week, like I said, if it's going to be rain and shit, give me Bijan Robinson. I think that this guy's an absolute dog. I know that there's some people out there speculating snap counts and shit like that with Tyler Allgeier. I think all that stuff is stupid. I think Bijan Robinson's a true dog. And look out for him to be an absolute stud going forward. I can't believe Jonathan Brooks hasn't gotten cleared for practice yet. That really pisses me off, guys. I'm looking at my flyers right now. I know he's not much of a flyer anymore. He's fucking wide receiver 15, right? I'm talking about Darnell Mooney. This guy is fucking sicko right now. I really like him. I really do. But obviously, you can't be starting someone who's wide receiver 15 and calling him a flyer. So that just means that I can go over to the other cat, and Ray McCloud could be my flyer. This defense for the Carolina Panthers is absolutely terrible. And so I just don't know if anyone's going to be stopped on this Falcons team. So that's why a lot of my starts and stuff are from the Falcons this week. And if I got to sit someone, realistically, I'm probably going to sit Deontay Johnson this week. I know he's wide receiver 25 right now, but by the end of the week, he might be like wide receiver 45. So, that being said, all right, we're going to move to the last game of these nooner or afternooners, evening game, whatever you want to call it. It's going to be the Cowboys versus the Lions in the bank, AT&T Bank. Or AT&T, oh shit, it's not even the bank, holy shit. I always think about their little, whenever it's around the holidays or whatever, they got the big old, I forget what it's called. It's always that big old jug that they got for, I don't know if it's Volunteers of America or what have you, but it's pretty sicko what they do there. Obviously, you guys remember Zeke Elliott jumping into that jug as well. I don't know if he was penalized or not, but that was kind of sicko. And then I remember the Eagles when they robbed the bank that one time. That's why I call it the bank. It's kind of goofy. But nah, they're going to be down in AT&T in Dallas, or I forget what the other actual city's called that they're playing in. But they got Dallas Cowboys versus Lions. I'll get off my high horse on that. So we got, obviously, two really good offenses that, you know, depending on what team Dallas is actually going to be that day, they might be sicko, they might not be, right? That being said, let's jump into it. I think my start of the week, if I got to call a spade a spade, I think it's going to be C.D. Schlamm. This guy's sick, right? This guy is wide receiver 13 right now, and I think he's off to a pretty slow start. Look for that to kick up into gear. It has to, right? It needs to kick up right now. This guy just got paid. Dak just got paid. They're going against one of the best teams in this league right now, and that's coming from a Packers fan against this Lions team. I just think that he has to go off. So, C.D. Lamb, you're my start of the week. If I got to sit someone from this week, if you guys are considering Zeke even startable, I'd definitely sit him. I think that Rico is definitely going to be the RB1 going forward on this team, hands down. Otherwise, if you're looking for someone else that you might want to sit, I might sit the Cowboys defense. I don't know if it's going to be a good game for them. I think it's going to be a very high scoring affair both ends. But I think the Lions, they keep getting a lot of turnovers and stuff. They look really good. So if I have to, I might sit the Cowboys defense, which is crazy to say. And then Flyer of the Week. I know I said Rico fucking sicko, so I can't do that. I think Jalen Tolbert could go off this week. He's been like that third weapon for this Cowboys team outside of Fergie and C.D. Lamb. So I like those two a lot. And then, so let me get Jalen Tolbert for my flyer. Otherwise, obviously, Jameson Williams. I mean, he's wide receiver 33, so he just start him. He's going to be good this week. All right, now we're moving on to the Sunday night game. We got the Giants versus the Bengals in the Meadowlands. It's going to be an interesting game if you ask me, I bet. I think that the Bengals are going to win this game for sure. They moved to 2-4. I don't know how the hell they're at the place they're at right now. 1-4. They need to make a change in a hurry. So, that being said, give me all the Bengals this week to go off. Start of the week, give me Jamar or T. I think that both these cats are going to go off. And then still of the week, that's a little tougher. I mean, obviously, Zach Moss is coming off that injury at the end of the game, so maybe he's not going to be as great. That's kind of where I'm at with that right now. So I'm either going to sit Zach Moss or the Giants defense. And then my flyer of the week. Tyrone Tracy, I think, is going to keep going and making a name for himself with this team. He just went off against the Seattle Seahawks, who have a pretty stellar defense. And this Bengals defense is pretty trash. Singletary might be available, but he also is like, you know, not very big himself. I know Tyrone is a little bit bigger, so maybe they start going with him as the lead back. I know he's at least, you know, he used to be a wide receiver. Listen to Gumbo's, analysis on him from this past offseason. I absolutely love this kid coming out of Purdue. He was a wide receiver from Iowa before, but Tyrone Tracy's fucking sicko. So I like him as a flyer this week, I do. All right, now we're going to move on to the Monday night game. Yo, this is fucking crazy. The Jets are playing the Bills. It's another divisional matchup. Robert Saleh just got fired this morning, which is wild. I walk into my office, and I see that he's fired. And I text Jahiah, and I'm like, damn, Aaron Rodgers got more head coaches fired than he has Super Bowls. It's a wild analysis. I never thought I'd see the day that would happen. But here we are. We still got to make our certs. We still got to get our flyers. And we still got to sit a motherfucker. Still got to sit a. All right. That being said, star of the week. Yo, this guy is going to go crazy. And that's Josh Allen. I don't know why you would start anyone else. Maybe if I got to go with, like just another cat that, you know, isn't so predictable. Let me get Keon Coleman. You know, maybe you guys are like, oh, he's a maybe for me this week. I really like Keon Coleman this week, realistically. I think that he has the ability to do some crazy shit out there. So if he's not tied up against Sauce Gardner the whole game, look for Josh Allen to go towards him. And my sit of the week, there's not a lot of people that I really want to sit in this game, if I'm going to be honest with y'all guys. I'm looking down the line. You got Alan Lazard, who might just end up being wide receiver one on this team. He's wide receiver 21 right now. Then you have Garrett Wilson, who's wide receiver 16. Who would have thunk? And then you got Mike Williams fucking just drowning in wide receiver 80 territory when everyone thought he's going to be sicko. I had my boy, Josh, he picked this guy in the 12th round thinking he was going to be sicko mode. That didn't really play out the way that he had hoped, I guess. And then we had another guy that picked up Alan Lazard in waivers. So kind of a weird way that whole turned out, right? That being said, folks, sit of the week. It's gonna be tough, right? It's gonna be tough out here. But maybe Tyler Conklin. I might have to sit him. I know that he's been a decent starter for some people, tight end 15 right now. So he's hovering that. I'm going to probably sit him this week. I don't know if he's going to get targeted all that much. And then my flyer of the week, I like Curtis Samuel. Give me Curtis Samuel. I know he hasn't done much this year, but I think that they spent a lot of money on this cat. It's still making me scratch my head how he hasn't gotten more run room with this team. So I think going forward, like I was saying with a couple other cats, you know, like this is kind of the make or break week. You got to make a move if you're new to a team. You got to make your presence felt. So, like I said, I like Curtis Samuel for my flyer of the week. If I'm throwing darts out there, if I'm needing someone, if I just need to pick up a waiver wire killer or something, right? I'd like Curtis Samuel. I really do. So, that's the games for this week, folks. That was the Monday Nighter. I hope I didn't put y'all to sleep. It's crazy out here. You know how the games, they go really fast, and you just gotta make sure that you're ready for that next week. Make sure that you're keeping your waivers stretched. Make sure that you're stretching your fab out. If you don't have anyone that you can pick up in the waivers, make sure to check out Jahiah's episode. That's gonna have all the analysis on that shit, because you know that if there's someone down or someone that is about to get benched or some shit, I feel like Jahiah kind of has an inside source on that. So make sure to check out that episode. Really appreciate y'all tapping in again with those head tops. Until next time, we'll keep it light. We'll keep it easy. Keep it freezy. Hey, don't be freezing out here, though. It's fucking Minnesota. It's 59 degrees right now. It's bullshit. I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next time. Peace.